Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control buildings and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor that is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries, and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable.
What's up, everybody? This is Jay, and this video is about Tariq worth $2 million.
Hold on, wait a minute. You guys beat me here. Okay, let me see. Let me open up mics. let's see. Rob, are you there?
Yes. Is Kimmy
okay,
on?
Good. Yeah. I'm opening up her
mic
right now. Yeah, I was getting ready to send you guys. We're on, and I came into the studio. You guys beat me here. Okay, so we're planning webinars. I guess we can do, solicit ideas on the content, and then we can start setting dates. So, I'll start. I ran across a Facebook link. Some guy that he did a webinar, or he does webinars, and one of his webinars, or by doing these webinars, he basically sells houses, and he sold 25 houses doing webinars. Now, essentially, what he does is there's nothing mysterious about it. He does a webinar, invites people in, and then he does a slide presentation of here's a picture of the house, the outside, the inside, the room by room, that type of thing. Just using pictures. Then he gave a webinar on that. And basically what he's doing is he's using the webinars to develop a rapport potential buyers. The pictures, it's not so much the pictures that he's doing, because he's not live on location when he does this. He's just showing pictures of a particular property. But he's building rapport online with the webinar people, so that's what he attributes to. Now, of course, they would have to go see a real inspection, and from that he closes, but that what he attributes it to. So, and that's what I used to do with, I still do it with podcasts. But when I used to do AM radio back before everybody got online back in the 80s and 90s, mid-90s, things started dropping off with as more people got online, particularly with Windows 95. But that's what I would do. I would do a call-in talk show. And, the target was in an hour's talk show, we get 30 people that would make a reservation to come see us the next night or the next morning. Like if we did, I did a Monday morning show at 10 a.m., 10 to 11 a.m., and then met, dialogue with people during the program, and then the next night at 7 p.m., we would meet them at a conference room. And then I used to do one on Friday nights at about from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m., and then would meet people the next morning at 10 a.m. Actually, I would meet them twice, 10 a.m. in the morning, Saturday morning, and then 4 p.m. Saturday afternoon, they can come back. And we would take them include tours. But with the Friday night program, with the Saturday morning face to face contact, with the Saturday afternoon 4 p.m. contact, I was building rapport and credibility, particularly when you meet them in person. So. Anyway, I told Robin about this guy, so she said, "Well, you know, we can do our own 25." With that in mind, now what I will be doing, what I can do, is actually two things. One is we'll be building these little, I got one more tool to get, but these little tiny, we'll be building parts of a tiny house. In other words, okay, here's how we build the floor, here's how we build the wall, you know, here's how we make a window, here's how we either make a door or install a door, you know, here's how we make a roof, and then here's how we assemble it together. So, and here's the location where we're doing it at this location, and we'll assemble it at this location, or we'll just assemble it at this location, and people can participate live in person for either parts of those. And you really don't need a large turnout of people for that. And then the other part, because I'm not a gardener, but I do have some seeds, is planting. So far I've gotten, and I really don't need too much more than this, but maybe four more. I've got tomato seeds, okra seeds, honeydew melon seeds, and watermelon seeds. And I got to recruit a green thumb. But anyway, so and then when Kimmy came on, we discussed growing ginger, turmeric, and then as I was looking up stuff, it seems like potatoes wouldn't be too difficult to grow.
Okay.
But anyway, that I'm just throwing out there what. On my, you know, what I could do or participate in, because I'm not a green thumb at all. Kimmy, your thoughts?
I think it's wonderful. I was actually up most of the night last night working on some stuff. I figured that I can do a different health topic on each one. Like, one can be eye health, one can be immune support, pain relief, gut health, sleep, migraines and headaches, heart, just cover different things.
Right. Okay. Now, let's say the one on...
Like,
The one on Gut. Is there is it patient type thing, an interactive type thing? Could you do something like that?
I'll give an idea.
Yesterday, I think maybe I was talking to Robin when I was looking up. One of the things that keeps my gut happy, and I just started this habit less than a month ago, but I got the idea from Robin. Ginger and ginger beer, particularly ginger beer, is real good to my belly. So I started drinking, ginger beer. I got to go buy some today. But then I was looking up, you know what? If I learn how to make ginger beer, I can save a bunch of money. So I looked up some recipes. So here's just an idea. I think it deals with the gut. Teaching people how to make or grow or whatever, you know, in this example, ginger beer. And they got a gazillion recipes online. So I figure that's something that if you did something in a group setting, it could be just two people, and they can see the participation with it. And then, because the webinars, this is the most important part. We want the webinars to lead to offline activity. At least I do. Anyway, so that's just a thought on the wellness piece.
What do you mean lead to offline activity?
Two of the things I just mentioned off the top of my head was the offline activity for what I'll be doing will be instead of you seeing us build pieces of a house and assemble it, we'll also have opportunities for people to meet us offline and do the exact same thing.
Oh, gotcha.
Right. The turmeric growing and the ginger growing, same thing. All right, we can show you this what we're doing during the webinar. However, if you would like to join us in person in whatever neck of the woods that a person's in, then we'll be at this location on this date, and we'll actually be doing, and then we'll be, we'll be streaming that too. And just the thing I just mentioned on ginger beer, you know, take a recipe from ginger beer. We can do a webinar on that. And then people can follow along wherever they are remotely, or here's a date, and we'll be in this location or that location for people that want to participate in a meetup. Ginger beer making type thing.
Gotcha.
Once again, I'm just throwing these ideas out here. They're rough ideas.
I'm getting hooked up with a woman that owns a salt cave. She does salt caves and minerals and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I may start doing there, so that would probably be a good place to try to do something like what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
At least where I'm at.
Right.
Now, Robin had mentioned possibly integrating some of the items that I sell into the thing as well.
That's the main idea. That's the main idea. If you got, let's take your product line. So you do a webinar. Well, name something in your product line. I can best illustrate that way.
The greens I was talking about the other day, or the detox that I was talking about the other day, one or the other.
You said the green.
Yeah, greens.
What, green what, though? Was it, is it green with tea or what?
No, it's a powder that has, you make, like, smoothies with it.
Oh, okay,
you can
all
add
right.
It, add it in drink.
All right, I got the visual on. All right.
Yeah,
have a webinar. Have a webinar. Right, have a webinar, and you're basically, and they see you make a smoothie using that particular product in your product line.
Okay.
Now, you can do it solo. You can have maybe one or two other people with you there, and then, and people can order, if you like what you see and all that, they can order during the webinar, after the webinar, or you can also say, by the way, it will be also in these locations doing the same thing. You can meet people that way offline, or for the viewing audience, if you would like us to do this in your neck of the woods, let's say somebody is in Everett, Washington. That's where Robin is. Then we can arrange for you. So those are like two or three ways that you can make money by demonstrating the property. I mean, product.
Right. Okay, so what you're talking about, because you mentioned before when you was doing something like this that you was actually doing something different a couple of different times a day or getting on for interaction and stuff, right? Did I understand that correctly?
You can, when I was doing radio, you can, it's different day parts. There are people that you can pick up in the morning. There are people, what we'll be doing with this first 25 is trial and error. See what works. See what time of day works. See what time of day doesn't work.
Right.
That's what we'll be doing. See what works and we'll see what doesn't work. And then when we see what works, just keep on doing it. Keep on doing it.
Yeah.
I do the 10, like with the podcast, what I've been doing, what, 8 consecutive years now? At 10:30 for me, or more, in the audience that listen to it, that seems to be the time that works for them. Now, I've done them in the afternoon, but for some reason, that 10:30 for my audience, that's what it seems works.
Honestly, statistically, the best times to have webinars is on Tuesdays and Wednesdays in between 10 and 11.
In the morning?
In the 10 hour or the 11 hour. So in between 10 and 12 is the best time to have it on a Tuesday and a Wednesday statistically because I did the research on it.
Okay, yeah. Well, like when I was doing, like say, because I figured out a lot of stuff trial and error. When I was doing AM radio, I did Mondays at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and it worked. Okay. That was the broadcast time, and I did an interactive thing.
Gotcha.
But to meet the people, because most of these people were listening to me on their job.
Right.
Or driving around somewhere. So to meet the people during the week, it was, first thing I learned is you got to meet people with that format within 24 to no more than 48 hours from the time they hear you. The quicker, the better. So 24 hours, the next night at 7 p.m., that worked. Okay. And then a few times I did 10 p.m. at night, Friday night. But the people that listened to me then, they met me at 10 a.m. in the morning, Saturday morning, and then most of those people came back Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. And then at first, I was doing them for free. And I had a good crowd. But, you know, you might get a troll or two. So when I started charging $5 to get in, okay, then that eliminated the trolls, and I still had a good crowd. So, you know, that's how that went. But that's like 30 years ago. So with this, like I said, you know, well, it's a lot of the things I attend on Zoom are free. Because what do they call them these days? Freemiums. Well, just like the guy that was talking about, he sold 25 houses doing webinars. He offered a free webinar. So I went. Now, that was like a 45 minutes to hour long thing. Now, they did a follow-up call to that, which I did yesterday, and they asked me some questions. So there's going to be a follow, and that was free. And then they're doing another follow-up call this coming Friday with me, one-on-one on the phone. So that's the one where I know they're going to hit me up because they're already asking me qualifying questions. So what kind of budget do you see when they're asking that question? They're filling you out how much money, you know, all that kind of stuff. So and typically when something goes that like that, you know, there's a larger price, ticket price on it. Because like what I'm doing for the house part is, I'll show you how to build a wall and a tiny house and all this, that, or other. And, you know, you can participate hands-on and all that. And I don't need to charge a penny for that because we'll be selling that house and making probably a $5,000 to $6,000 profit per house. So, you know, you let them, you know, it once again, it's trial and error, you know, just see how, you know, it goes. To 2 years in a row, I went to his, what is called Tiny House Summer Camp up in Vermont. That was $399 for a long weekend, and you actually built tiny houses. So you had people from, I came up from Florida, and, you know, it costs money to get to these places, you know, transportation, food, lodging, and all that.
Right.
That, you know, that wasn't included in that $399. Okay. But you had people, the first year I went, you had one lady, she came from Chile. She started out a week before me, and then I met her at a hostel because she arranged for a hostel room for me. So when I got to Vermont, she had all that set up, and then me, her, and then another woman from Iowa carpooled to this place. It was right near the Canadian border in Vermont. I probably dropped about $1,500 total. I had $1,500 on for traveling expenses. I paid the first year I took a train. That took like 2.5 days, 3 days to get there. The next year I went again, but this time I flew in. Just because it was just dramatic, you know, I'm saving 2 or 3 days travel.
Yeah.
And then I carpooled with another woman that came in. She flew in from, Colorado. So it all depends on, you know, what market you talk to and what you're going to do it. But I think with your product line, if they see you demonstrate the product line, and if some way they can participate or see somebody participate with you, and then, you know, somebody in that audience might want to do the same thing, and you can build up a network from that. So, what I've done with the podcast, I've had some people come on and from comedy acts, and they've gotten gigs from it. Now, for me personally, I was able to pick up property in Oklahoma by simply I just interviewed some people and booked a ticket, went out there, and then the second visit I made out there, I started buying something. And then once you meet people face to face, you dramatically build up a lot of traction fast. But I agree with this guy with the 25 house. The webinar online is basically to establish rapport. I'm not,
right.
For me now, this is me. I'm not trying to close immediately. I'm just trying to establish rapport, solve a problem if I can, maybe learn something from them, and then we go from there. Because even if I don't close on whoever attends, like for instance, I have a woman, and Robin talked to her, this lady, she calls me every day, and she didn't call for about a week and a half one time, but she calls me every day, sometimes twice a day, looking for a place to stay.
Oh, wow.
And there's a whole bunch of people like that. So, but like I say, what I'm looking at is I want to build up the rapport so I can build up a community. Because once you have in my opinion, an offline community, online communities are good too. But you can build an offline community quicker, and you can, if you're selling something, which you're selling something, so am I.
Right.
It's better when people meet face to face. That's just my feeling.
I absolutely agree with that 100%.
Right. I mean, now Robin and I have known each other, I guess, 8 years now. Okay, so we're doing things now that we didn't do 8 years ago or 7 years ago. But, you know, that's 8 years of hearing each other, if not every day, every week. And then right now me and Robin might talk twice a day or at least once a day. But we didn't start off that way, though.
Yeah.
Now, had we met in person, you know, early on, it probably could have speeded, you know. But, I'm still learning this whole online thing, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are my thoughts and experiences on it.
Yeah, that sounds great. So, are you going to have the live separate from the parts where it's just like a slideshow, or is it going to be mixed together? You know what I mean?
Well, that's a good idea. For me, just on the house building thing, the slideshow thing, now this is just me personally, from my personal reservation. Me personally, I'd rather, like, I can come online right now and I can show, like Robin knows, in the last 2 weeks I bought a cordless drill, the drill bit kit, a miter saw, the miter saw, a sawzall, and a saw. I can show all that. So I think the showing, at least with me in the picture or if it's a live stream, people can see it rather than, you know, because you can do a slideshow and there's nothing that you've done in that slideshow.
Right.
You know, particularly with a lot of people can tell these stock pictures or whatever. So I'd rather show, with your products, okay, the green, whatever it might be, here it is. And, you know, they can, if if they can see you opening the packet and all, you can do a slide. I think you can do a you if you can do a slideshow from pictures that you made. I think that'll be good. And then number two, if they can see a follow up of you actually, you know, using the product.
Right.
I think that'll cement it. Than just a slideshow with just pictures.
Right.
Because like I say, everything I just mentioned, I took, as soon as I bought it, for instance, I had a guy that gave a $75 donation out of Chicago. Now, I've met him and his wife in Chicago 3 years ago. I was at their house, spent the whole day with him, all right? And his wife was set up to send it, but I wasn't. I accept stuff to either PayPal or Facebook Messenger, but she was set up with Cash App, and Robin's got a setup to accept all that stuff. So I called Robin. Robin called them. They made the transfer to Robin, and then Robin made the transfer to $75 to me. Okay. Then what I did is I acknowledged that I got the $75 to the people who sent, the guy and his wife. And then the next day, I went to Harbor Freight and I purchased those items I just mentioned to you. And
yeah.
I took pictures of it along with the receipt so they can see the social. Oh, and I made a video too. And I sent that. Social proof. That's the word term I'm looking for.
Gotcha.
The pictures along with, well, pictures are, if you took the pictures, I consider that social proof. If you can throw a video in there or a live stream in there to boot, that's just more social proof. That you can build up online. And people might order. Some are going to order then, and then some might order when they meet you. You know, you have to find out what works.
You're going to keep people's attention and keep them following you. Because they're more engaged, they're more interested in live videos, just like with TikToks or these reels on Facebook.
Right.
It's like everybody's consumed with watching that stuff constantly. It's just like a form of entertainment or education.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I like
this. I got an idea. What I will, or it's 3 after 11. What I'll do, or what we can, or I'll start it off. I'm going to take pictures. Because it's an angle. I was telling this about Robin. I discovered something that when you're buying from Harbor Freight, and it could be from anybody, that you need to look at how what you're buying, how it's packaged. And does it look like it came from the factory, or does it look like it's been repackaged? I haven't done a video on that. So I'm going to take pictures and a video, and then I'm going to run it past you two, let's say tomorrow morning. Same time, and you guys can help me put together prepare for the webinar. You know, and you guys can critique me on that. So, if that's all right with you guys, that's what I'll have ready by 10:30 tomorrow morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And then by the time we actually do a real webinar, then, you know, we can just tweak it little bit by little bit from that on. But all right, I'll take pictures and videos today, and I'll have them ready by 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow morning. Robin, you still there? He might have dozed off or whatever. Okay. Her light's still on. All right, so what I'll do, Kimmy, is I'll have that ready tomorrow, and I'll tell you where to go on Facebook. Well, it'll be on the Facebook page. It's My House TV Facebook page. I'm going to post them on there. And then, because that'll be part of the presentation, part of the webinar presentation.
Gotcha.
All right. Okay. But the whole idea is, whatever your product line is, the whole idea of these webinars is to build up rapport online so we can sell whatever we're selling.
Right. Right. Yeah. I need to work on getting my website completed because then I can just direct all traffic to my website and get them off Facebook and Instagram and stuff like Robin Lynn said, because Facebook blocks a lot of your content and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So not, you know, maybe 15% of the people that are following you only see your stuff. That's it.
Okay.
So, whereas if they have the option to go to my website, they can see everything.
Now, do you, I've had pretty good success with Facebook Marketplace. But that's like for rental stuff, though. But people sell all kinds of stuff. Have you tried Facebook Marketplace yet?
No, I haven't listed any of my stuff on there.
It's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, I know somebody in Kenya, Africa. She says about 70-75% of her business comes from Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, wow.
What she does is she's a self-taught carpenter, and she makes furniture out of pallets and bookshelves, beds, you name it. She's got employees now. But 70 to 75% of her business comes from Facebook Marketplace, and she's thinking Nairobi, Kenya.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'll be interviewing her hopefully within the next month. So,
All right,
then. I'm going to end it for now, and we'll see you 10:30 tomorrow morning.
All right. Sounds good. You guys have a wonderful day.
Hey, same to you. Bye.
All right, bye.